Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Mit der ING läuft's einfach. Banking, das nebenbei passiert. Kein Stress, kein Drama. Bei Kartenzahlungen kannst du krumme Beträge aufrunden und deinem ING-Tagesgeldkonto gutschreiben lassen. So sparst du ganz nebenbei. Die ING macht Banking easy. Für dich, für dein Leben. Do your thing.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, the Ace Cosby joke of the day, plus passing gas and a kid steals a van. Coming up in just a minute.
Game day energy starts before the first snap with Chumba Casino. Whether you're killing time before kickoff or celebrating a big touchdown, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of the game right to your browser. Spin the reels, play blackjack, instant scratch-style cards, and more. It's like having a full playbook of fun at your fingertips. Sign up in seconds and score a free welcome bonus. Plus, daily login bonuses each time you return. And here's the extra point. You don't need to make a purchase to get in on the action. So whether you're going for a Hail Mary or just looking for a solid drive of entertainment, Chumba Casino gives you a chance to score some serious prizes without leaving your home turf. It's your move. Start your streak at ChumbaCasino.com today. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
Nation. Marty Ho, and welcome once again to the Mr. Obvious Show. I'm, of course, your congenial host, Mr. Obvious. Let's take a phone call, shall we? Hello, Mr. Obvious Show.
Hey, is this Mr. Obvious?
No, caller. This is the call screener.
Oh, yeah. Could I speak to Mr. Obvious?
Sure. Hang on a sec. I'll be right with you. Hello, Mr. Obvious Show.
Hey, is this Mr. Obvious?
Yes, indeed it is, caller.
Long-time listener, first-time caller, Mr. Obvious.
I'm so pleased you called. How can I help you?
Well, Mr. Obvious, I've got a question, and it's kind of personal.
Personal, caller.
Yeah, it's about my sex life.
Oh, I see.
See, I'm married, and hey, Mr. Obvious, are you married?
Am I ever, caller? Mrs. Obvious and I have been married for 15 years.
Wow. And are there any obvious children?
That's another matter, caller. I'm fighting the DNA test results in court. Caller, back to your concern. How can I help?
Mr. Obvious. Well, see, my wife and I, we've been married for about 12 years, and our sex life has become pretty boring. You know, it's always the same.
This is a frequent problem, caller. Nothing to be embarrassed about. There certainly are things, though, you can do to spice it up a bit.
That's exactly why I'm calling, Mr. O. I wanted to spice up our sex life a little bit, so I took one of them classes.
You took a class? Well, that's very proactive, caller. Did both you and your wife take the class?
No, just me, Mr. Obvious. I kind of wanted to surprise her with it.
How romantic, caller. You took a class to improve your technique in the bedroom. I think that's a grand idea. I would say your wife is very fortunate to have a man who cares enough to invest his time and energy to improve his prowess as a lover.
Thanks, Mr. Obvious.
So did these techniques you learned work?
Not really.
Uh-oh. Not really. Well, what happened, caller? Were you too shy to try them out in the bedroom?
No. I tried them.
Then what's the problem, caller?
Well, we were in the bedroom, and things were getting pretty hot and heavy, and, well, Mr. Obvious, I broke my wife's arm.
Oh, my land, caller. That's not good. You broke her arm.
Sure did, Mr. Obvious.
Wow. That must have put the old kibosh on the lovemaking, caller. How did it happen?
Well, I'm not real sure, Mr. Obvious. I thought I was doing everything just the way I learned it in class.
Really, caller?
Yeah. I put on the pajamas like our instructor taught us and everything.
You were told to wear pajamas?
Yeah. Yeah, everybody in the class had to wear them.
So you came into the bedroom wearing your pajamas and you immediately broke your wife's arm?
It took a little while.
Caller, this sounds like some pretty rough lovemaking. Who taught this class of yours?
I don't really know his name. He called himself the Sensual or something like that.
He called himself the Sensual? I don't understand that, caller.
Well, yeah, it was something like that. We had to dress up in our white pajamas and come in there and bow to him and call him the Sensual.
The whole class did this?
Yeah, we all did.
Did you say white pajamas?
Yep, we all had white jammies on.
And did they have a belt?
Bell. Yeah, how'd you know that, Mr. Obvious? And you know what? When you get better at lovemaking, they even give you a different color belt.
Caller, what was the name of the class you took?
Let's see. It was the Triple A Aaron Marital Arts class.
Marital Arts?
Yeah, I found it right there in the phone book in the yellow pages there.
Hey, can you spell Marital Arts for me?
Yeah, it's a M-A-R-T-I-A-L, arts, A-R-T-S.
Land a Goshen, caller. That wasn't a class to teach you to be a better lovemaker. This is a self-defense class. It's martial arts, not marital arts. The guy who taught your class was a sensei, not a sensual. Goodness gracious, caller, you could have killed your wife.
Martial arts?
Yes, martial arts.
I never made the connection.
Yeah, that's all the time we have for today.
Whoa. Hey, Mr. Obvious.
What is it, caller?
So, using that technique they call kung fu, that won't give my wife an orgasm?
No, caller. It's much more likely to give her a concussion.
Well, hang on, Mr. Obvious. My wife's trying to say something.
Oh, no.
What's that, honey?
What is it, caller?
My wife wanted me to tell you that you're a lifesaver, Mr.
Yes, well, until next time, This has been the Mr. Obvious Show.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Let's see, where was I? I need to stop the music and check out the Ace Cosby joke of the day. Yeah, that's right, ladies and gentlemen.
It's about time. Here we go. Hot damn.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Mr. Ace Cosby.
You know, Tom, the number one box office movie is King Kong versus Godzilla.
That's right.
Now, there was a Kong movie recently where he broke his leg. I can't remember the title of it, but it has a huge cast.
Oh, I would think so.
It's not bad.
See? Doesn't that make you feel good? Oh, come on. Thank you very much, Ace. We now return to...
Hang on. Wait a minute. Before we get back to Christy and sports, We had the world record of a lady running a mile wearing a bomb disposal suit.
Right. From the United States Army, Fort Campbell, Kentucky, I believe.
Captain Katie Hernandez, and someone has sent me a picture of the captain.
Oh,
there,
my goodness.
There she is.
Not an ounce of fat on her.
Not an ounce of fat. She could lift this
Holy
studio
simoly.
And all of us and throw us out in the driveway.
Good for her.
Incredibly fit.
She is quite the.
She ran the mile in the bomb suit. And what was it again?
10 minutes, 23 seconds.
Good for her.
And the suit weighs over 70 pounds.
I think I would get as sweaty as she got running that whole mile just putting on the bomb suit.
Yeah.
Tying my shoes.
I'd get out of breath. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Well, good for her. In the meantime, she's over there in the news desk.
An Austrian man who was fined after letting wind escape loudly, that's a quote, during an identity check by police has had his fine reduced.
Good.
The man had challenged the fine, saying although he had farted at the police officer, it was a biological process. He claimed his gas emission amounted to freedom of expression. The administrative court reduced the penalty from 500 euros to 100 euros, pointing to the man's lack of a criminal record.
No. Did they read him his rights? You have the right to remain silent, but deadly.
Yeah, baby.
That's not a great idea to do that to the police, sir. They're just going to be aggravated.
But what if he couldn't control it?
I don't think he did it. You know he did it on purpose.
Because he's a guy? Is that why?
Yes.
I can't think of an instance where I couldn't control it.
No, this was a... If you read the whole thing, this guy did it deliberately.
And wait for later, you know?
Yeah, so he's still got...
What's the most embarrassing time you pass gas, Tom? You're at a big dinner.
In the studio one time, remember?
You're receiving some sort of an award for some sort of charity.
No, no.
You go, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry.
Distinguished
Oh,
guests.
My, I'm sorry. Pat Godwin is correct.
What? Static Shack, yeah.
We were at the studio, and there's a very heavy door, the soundproof
right.
door.
Right.
You were straining to open it, weren't you?
No.
One would, yeah. It's
anyway, could I, if I could tell the story, I could, what I could actually get it out. We were in the control room, and then looking through the glass at the big studio, and then there's another sort of ancillary room behind the control room where there's a couch, kind of a small lounge area, and there was no one else in the building except those of us that were working, so I thought. And I had a gaseous episode I could feel coming on, so I went and I cracked the door open, didn't look in back of me, and let her rip, only to find that there was some kind of a family tour going on.
It was somebody's wife and their kid back there.
That's correct. They were enjoying that.
So the wife and kid are sitting there innocently.
On the couch, yeah. Right.
You did it like three times, and not just once.
And they just...
So you crack the door open and don't look and stick your ass out
right.
and fart.
And then shut the door. It's a very heavy door.
Well, don't you? You have to break the seal.
Oh, you break the gaseous seal?
Yeah, you got to.
With one swipe?
Yeah, you got to break the seal. That's true. Some of it comes, it pulls in with you. Yeah.
In any event,
man, oh man,
guy still got fined for flatulating. Is that the word? All over the police.
Right.
What else have we got, Christy?
A man in upstate New York has been charged with setting off explosives in his ex-friend's yard. According to the criminal complaint, residents near Follison Road in Rochester reported hearing blasts between January 20th and February 2nd. Footage of one of the explosions was taken by a Ring camera, with the homeowner telling investigators he had a falling out with his longtime buddy. Then in late February, early March, neighbors received anonymous letters saying, quote, "I don't mean to bother you people in this neighborhood. I will keep throwing bombs off in his yard until he pays.
Oh, boy.
Call the cops. They won't catch me."
Apparently.
Well, the former friend, 50-year-old Rochester resident James Payne, was arrested last week on charges of using an explosive to destroy property and mailing threatening communications. Investigators found materials used to make the explosives at his home.
I feel bad for him. He just wanted to get paid.
What did he get? Yeah. Did the guy owe money?
There's got to be more to this story.
Of course there's more to the story. There
I was not being serious. Yeah. Once again, when I say crazy things, you all have to call me out on it.
I don't know. Maybe this guy, maybe he deserved it.
I agreed with you.
I just think it's so nice of him to alert all the neighbors. tell all the neighbors they're all going to get together and figure out, well, let's see. We all got the letter. It must be this guy. The cops figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
Writing the cops won't catch me.
Hey, Zodiac, chill out.
Yeah, that's always sort of delusional, I think. And then I guess the police, they found, what did they find? They found this stuff. They found receipts and stuff at his house for all the explosive material.
Yep.
Okay. Well, lucky nobody got hurt.
Yes.
Christy, in the annals of crime, did you see the story about the 10-year-old kid
yes.
that stole his parents' van?
A 10-year-old boy in Minnesota accused of stealing his parents' van to go buy himself some Cheerios. KSTP.
Where news is the power of information. It has to be real. It hits home. It works. It's the way you live your life.
Reports the boy went out on a cereal run last Sunday while his parents were asleep.
Yes.
Stillwater police said an officer spotted the young driver and activated his squad's emergency lights, but the minivan kept on driving, reportedly blowing through a stop sign and reaching speeds of around 50 miles per hour.
Oh my.
The boy eventually went through an intersection in reverse and went up an embankment into a front yard.
Okay.
After the 10-year-old was placed in the squad car, he allegedly told the officers his dad wanted him to have cereal before going to school and sent him to buy Cheerios. The boy told the officer his father was intoxicated. However, when the officer took the boy home...
So they get the kid in the squad car.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Tells the cops...
My dad was drunk. He didn't want me to go. He didn't want to go to the store for me, so he sent me. Is that what he said?
Throws his dad under the bus.
Yeah.
Still, he shouldn't have said Cheerios. He should have gone with an insanity plea. I'm cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Oh,
certainly, yeah.
So when the officer took the boy home, he found the boy's parents had been asleep and there were no signs of intoxication. The boy then admitted he just left without his parents' knowledge to go to the store. The minivan was damaged, but no one was injured.
So this kid's a liar and a thief.
Mm-hmm.
I like this kid.
He's 10.
Yep. Got a future in politics.
Wait till he's 15.
He took initiative, didn't he?
Yeah, but what kind of kid would steal a van to get Cheerios?
Self-starter. Well, have you never wanted Cheerios really, really bad?
They're delicious. If you're going to steal a van, you go for, I don't know, at least the Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yeah, he's right.
If not Cocoa Puffs.
Right. What are you doing?
You want to go for something really sugary if you're going to go to all the trouble to commit a felony.
At least get the Honey Nut.
How do you reach the pedals at 10?
Well, how do you reach the cereal at the top of the shelf?
Yeah, no joke. Especially Cheerios, because they always are on the top.
Christy, are you saying that as someone that can't reach the Cheerios?
Yes.
Excuse me, good sir. Can you help me reach?
Oh, I am a great grocery shelf climber. Oh, yes.
Like that lizard.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you see the lizard last week?
Gosh, yeah. I did.
In the news.
The iguana thing, that big Komodo dragon.
Wasn't it a monitor lizard?
Or something like that, yeah.
One of the biggest lizards on Earth climbing the shelves at whatever, a 7-Eleven somewhere. That was so creepy.
Wonder what he was after. Do we know? Because I just saw the video.
I hope somebody walked up to the counter and went, hey, how much for the monitor lizard?
Well, if I had been in that 7-Eleven, I would have had a slushy right there in the...
I'm sure you would have.
Poop.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd rather have lizards. The root berry.
Lizards are like snakes, but they've got legs.
Root and beer.
Snakes with legs.
That's terrifying. We have a... Did you see the picture of the snake at the Pittsburgh Park?
Yeah, I didn't see a picture, but I
like the alliteration, though.
It's on the loose.
Animal control officers in Pennsylvania searching for a very large snake that was seen in a Pittsburgh park. According to a public safety notice, the reptile had been identified by experts as a black rat snake. It was spotted on a trail in Frick Park. Photo.
That's how they named the park. Yeah. Guy walked in, saw the snake. What? Holy frick!
Yeah.
What kind of freaking park is this?
A photo included in the notice shows the large snake coiled around a tree. Park rangers, Pittsburgh Animal Care and Control officers, and police are on the lookout for the snake. Park visitors who might come across the reptile have been advised not to approach it.
Especially
and to notify
you're a rat.
Authorities immediately. Yeah.
Wow. This thing's huge.
Yeah, those get very big. I don't know that they're venomous, though.
They're not.
Okay.
But it's still...
That's got to be a bad way to die. A rat being swallowed by a snake. Jeez. You'd be alive for a little
snake,
bit.
I probably murdered 100 rats.
Dropping them into the snake's...
Oh, yeah.
You sadist.
I laughed.
Pat, did you have something you wanted to weigh in on?
Two stories ago, I did, yes.
Okay.
Oh, two stories ago. What are we talking about?
We went
about?
From the boy to the lizard to the snake.
Yeah, so what do you have a story?
What do you have a story?
The boy, the 10-year-old boy.
Oh, who stole his van?
Yes, sir.
Stole his parents' van, tells the police his parents are at home drunk. They're not.
A 10-year-old boy.
10-year-old boy.
Went for a joyride.
A joyride.
His parents were asleep, so he took the keys. He wanted Cheerios and a little adventure. Well, I have a 10-year-old. I hope it's not my Jimmy G. The cops chased him all over town. Foot on the pedal, he was cereal bound. It was a Chrysler model, big and tan. A 10-year-old in his parents' van. I better check Jimmy's room. Now I'll never get to sleep.
Ah, was it Godwin's son? I'll find out later.
Can Jimmy reach the pedals? Jimmy could,
right? I don't think so. No.
See, that's what I'm thinking. This guy has to be tall. All 10-year-old.
Well, he wasn't driving it very well.
Well, he was still driving it.
How did he get
He's 10. What do you want?
How did he go reverse through an intersection?
Yeah, exactly. What led to that?
He was having the time of his life, I imagine.
By the way, did he make it to the store and the accident happened after?
No, he crashed the van and the police had to, the police put him in the squad car, took him home, and the parents were just asleep. They were not intoxicated as he... But he's really, this kid's, we're going to hear a lot from him.
What a troublemaker.
Mom's high as a kite.
Yeah, well, no, they apparently were not. So, anyway,
officer, you know, my parents.
They got problems.
Yeah, yeah. What are you going to say? I'm a hungry kid.
First of all, Dad's always hitting me. I'm just up to my tricks.
His tricks.
Get it? Tricks. Tricks are for kids.
Get it?
All right. He was just joyriding for kicks.
First of all, I want to thank you for stopping me. Thank you very much for stopping me.
You did the right thing.
Hey, listen, I appreciate it.
I'll let your supervisor know what a good day.
Look, you're doing your job.
What's your match number? I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to talk to your supervisor.
Okay. Christy, what else have you got?
Police in the UK are searching for a so-called phantom lumberjack following the mysterious removal of a large number of trees.
This sounds horrifying.
I know. The Guardian reports the suspect has felled dozens of healthy trees along a picturesque two-mile stretch of the River Thames in Surrey. Additional police patrols have been set up in an effort to catch the person or persons responsible.
Who does that?
Boy, what's happening here?
I don't know.
This is something else. This is an alien or...
Oh, you think? Well, that'd be cool.
Perhaps the British Sasquatch known as Sasquatch.
Maybe it's the city employee who has to cut all those yards. I think I've got a neighbor like that. Just takes out all the trees.
What?
Oh, yeah. It's happening right now.
Yeah, but it's his property, right?
Yes and no.
Yes and no.
Can I just say something?
Yes.
We should not wind him up about this because he'll get going. This is a real thing that we've struck here.
Well, I don't know how we can stop him. What do you mean, Tom? This guy sounds like he's within his rights to cut his own trees.
Chick, you're digging near a gas line. I'm going to tell you that right now.
The neighborhood does not allow the removal of any trees with a diameter larger.
This is America. I bought this house and this lot.
That's right.
Well, but you have a homeowners association.
It's mine.
Well, the reason the neighborhood is so nice is because of all the trees you jackass.
Until they fall during a storm and fall on his house.
That's true.
I hope when they fall, it kills them.
Oh, yeah. My.
We got to help this gentleman.
And his family. Okay, next.
You should do a GoFundMe for him.
Okay, well. So I'm sorry. So this is in England. Someone's cutting these beautiful trees down.
Yeah, that affects your promenade. What?
They must have a... Can you put a muffler and a chainsaw? Because otherwise... It would be very obvious.
Yeah, how are they doing this noiselessly? You're right. I'm convinced it's already.
Maybe he's really good with an axe. Maybe it's, you know, quiet.
Well, you'd still hear that.
Quiet. You'd hear something.
Axes aren't that quiet.
You'd hear him shouting. You'd hear him shouting timber.
Yeah, at the least.
Timber!
Could be one of them quiet axes. Could be a group of renegade woodpeckers working together, going around.
Well, we haven't considered that, have we?
Nope.
Maybe he hates squirrels.
Sure, there's the motive, but again.
I'm allergic.
I hate squirrels. Am I the only one that loves squirrels? My neighbors always complain about
squirrels.
I don't like squirrels.
I like them, too.
Yeah, enjoy your Lyme disease.
Your neighbor's feeding squirrels, Josh.
I'm not giving them hickeys.
Well, you get Lyme disease from squirrels?
Some sort of awful...
to give a squirrel a hickey.
So this guy has not been caught.
Not yet.
So he's not out of the woods. If he keeps cutting trees, there won't be any woods.
I heard somebody saw him, though.
Oh, nice.
If he goes that low.
Yeah. Hey, Josh, can I ask you something?
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Okay, Christy, give me the teaser.
Coming up, we have an interesting pregnancy story. We have a parade of mummies, and we have Elon Musk once again. He's weighing in this time on monkeys playing Pong.
Oh, jeez. Don't mess with the monkeys. More people have seen Planet of the Apes than I have. Right?
He's got these monkeys with chips in their head. It's pretty amazing.
Oh, this is the beginning of the end.
Turn the tables.
Yeah, that's
one of them's going to say no.
This is brilliant stuff. These monkeys are doing great things. By the way, you know what kind of monkeys they are?
No, I don't.
It's the funniest one.
What's the funniest monkey?
Macaque?
Yeah.
Macaque.
Yeah.
Hilarious monkey. Yeah, all funny until they pick up a machine gun. I'm telling you.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Actor Michael Rosenbaum, he knows some of the most talented people in the business.
And we try to bring you candid, open interviews, not just actor stuff. Julie Bowen is fantastic.
You know when you leave a job and you know you haven't done your very best job? I hate that feeling.
And if you're here for the wonderful Sarah Silverman, you came to the right place.
Comedy dies in the second guessing of your audience. You just have to keep writing what you think is funny right now.
The Inside of You podcast.
If you really love the podcast,
follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Follow us. It's free.